Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here to talk to you a little bit about adoption. Several years ago, in the congregation my wife and I attended, the pastor was preaching about adoption. And during the course of the sermon, he asked the congregation how many in the congregation were adopted, had an adopted child, or had an adopted child in their extended family. A third to a half of a congregation of about 250 people raised their hands. I was absolutely astonished. The pastor was making a connection between the biblical doctrine of adoption, that is, our being adopted children of God, and the adoption that takes place in families when families legally adopt a baby or a child. Hughes Oliphant Old, in his first volume on preaching and the use of Scripture, talks about the fact that Jesus used a lot of analogies like adoption. He used a lot of analogies that come from the created order or from nature. Why did Jesus do this? Well, Hughes Oliphant Old suggests that these connections, these similes, these metaphors are built into the creation around us. They are built into creation, and they are built into us as created beings. And so when David speaks about the Lord his rock and his fortress, using these metaphors of the rock and the fortress, he does this naturally because they are built into the fabric of his being and they are built into the fabric of the created order. And so it is with adoption. There is a natural connection between the adoption we experience as children of God and the adoption of children into our natural families. And so we can learn about the adoption we have as children of God by looking at the adoptive process that takes place in our families, in our natural families. And we can learn a little bit about the adoptive process in our natural families by looking at our adoption as children of God. I want to begin to take a look at this process by referring to the Westminster Shorter Catechism. And first of all, we look at question and answer 34. What is adoption? Adoption is an act of God's free grace, whereby we are received into the number and have a right to all the privileges of the sons of God. Notice that the Catechism says that adoption is an act of God's free grace. This is similar to what the Catechism says about justification. Listen to question and answer 33. What is justification? Justification is an act of God's free grace, wherein he pardoneth all of our sins and accepteth us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. Justification is an act of God's free grace. In distinction, sanctification, or the process of sanctification, is a work of God's free grace. Question and answer 35 put it this way: sanctification is the work of God's free grace. And so there's a difference being made in the Catechism between an act that God takes with regard to us in his grace and the work of God's grace in our hearts over a period of time. Justification is an act, and we call it a forensic act. That is, it's a legal act. In this legal act, God declares us to be right with Him. He declares us to be just. It's not because we are just in and of ourselves. It's not because we are not guilty in and of ourselves, but God declares us to be not guilty. And He declares us to be righteous, and He thereby imputes to us the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Listen to the definition of justification in the Catechism once again. What is justification? Justification is an act of God's free grace whereby He pardoneth all our sins and accepteth us as righteous in His sight. Only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. In the same way, adoption is an act of God. It's a legal act of God. It's a forensic act of God. God declares us to be His children. John, or 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. He calls us His children. He takes us into His family. He does so by way of adoption. And we receive the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And so adoption is this act, this legal act, whereby we are brought into God's family and called His children. And as a result of this legal act, the Catechism says, we have a right to all the privileges of the sons of God. Because we are His children, we therefore have privileges in His family. Now, understand that this is the case, that we may be adopted into the family of God, but also lack a sense of belonging. In other words, we may struggle with the whole matter of assurance. Do we really belong to God's family? God says that we do, but experientially, emotionally, we may struggle with the fact that we belong to God's family. The Catechism, therefore, speaks about certain benefits that accompany and flow from justification, adoption, and sanctification. Question and answer 36. What are the benefits which in this life do accompany and flow from justification, adoption, and sanctification? Listen. The benefits which in this life do accompany and flow from justification, adoption, and sanctification are assurance of God's love, peace of conscience, joy in the Holy Ghost, increase of grace, and perseverance therein until the end. One of the benefits accrued as a result of being a member of the family of God is assurance of God's love. But wait a minute. The Confession of Faith tells us that believers may wrestle long and hard before they come to an assurance of their salvation, an assurance of the love of God, and a true peace of conscience. And surely this is the case. The little book of 1 John is designed to help you and me foster assurance of faith and assurance of salvation and an assurance of God's love. God knows that as fallen creatures converted by the grace of God to faith in Him, we may struggle with the fact that we belong to the family of God. There may be, as it's put among those who deal with adoptive families and see children who struggle with a sense of belonging in the family, we may suffer from an attachment disorder. We may have a sense of the fact that we don't belong, and as a result, we may be fearful and apprehensive. And so there's a struggle that ensues. In the church that I pastored in Sterling, Kansas, one of our deacons suffered from a severe case of a lack of assurance. And he acknowledged that this was the case. And he didn't talk about it often, but he and I had occasion to discuss the matter. And this officer in the church, this deacon, addressed the issue properly. Because he suffered from a lack of assurance of God's love, he did not back away from the church, but he maintained a faithfulness to the means of grace, because he realized that the way he would overcome his lack of assurance of God's love was to participate in the singing of the Psalms, the hearing of the Word of God, and in the fellowship of God's people. And over a period of time, he would gain a sense of belonging because of his perseverance in linking up with the Church of Jesus Christ and being faithful to the means of grace. Adoptive families often have struggles with children who do not seem to have a sense of belonging. And as a result, they are fearful. And as they are fearful, they tend to reject the embrace of their adoptive parents because they're afraid to link up with the adoptive parents, lest suddenly they may experience once again trauma that they have experienced in the past. It's similar, is it not, to what takes place in the Christian church and in the Christian life. I've been amazed as I've had the opportunity to preach in different congregations. I remember being asked while on vacation to speak in a small congregation in northern Indiana. And after the service, my wife and I were queried about our oldest daughter and where she was working. And we told this woman that she was working at Kono Christian School and that Kono Christian School was seeking to address the trauma that adoptive children have and their lack of ability to really bond with their adoptive parents. And this woman broke down in tears because she was experiencing this very thing with an adoptive child. There was a lack of bonding between her and her adoptive child. Later, when I was preaching in a church in southern Indiana, and I mentioned attachment disorder as an illustration in the course of my sermon, the pastor told me that one of the families in the congregation was experiencing this very difficulty. This is more common than we think. And it's especially common with children that are adopted from overseas, particularly from Russia. We have a good friend who used to teach at a small college here in western Pennsylvania, and she has moved to California. She has two adopted sons from Russia, and she's experiencing this lack of bonding and this fear and anger, which erupts quite frequently because of the trauma that these young boys experienced before they were adopted. Unfortunately, this young lady has not yet recognized the fact that this trauma is real. She's saying to herself, well, I know how to handle these things. And the problem is that mothers and fathers can take guilt upon themselves and consider themselves to be less than adequate parents because they do not know how to handle the trauma that comes from this lack of ability of the adoptive child to bond with the new parents. But it's not the fault of the parents. It's the trauma that has occurred in the background of the adoptive child. And so it is with the children of God. The children of God often have difficulty bonding with other children of God. They often have difficulty properly experiencing the love of God in their hearts. And so they shut themselves off from other members of the body of Christ. And they improperly, I say, close themselves off from other members of the body of Christ. And the result is that they sink into deeper despondency and despair. The problem of their lack of assurance is not properly addressed. The way to address that lack of assurance, the way to address that lack of understanding with regard to your own heart as a child of God is to maintain fellowship with other believers, to maintain fellowship in the Church of Jesus Christ, and to be attentive to the means of grace. God uses the means of grace to bring you along in the Christian life and help you properly come to an adequate assurance of your own salvation and of God's love for you. Listen to what the Catechism says about sanctification. Sanctification is the work of God's free grace, whereby we are renewed in the whole man after the image of God. You see, this is a work. It's progressive. It takes place over a period of time, whereby we are renewed in the whole man after the image of God and enabled more and more to die to sin and to live unto righteousness. In other words, we must learn how to put off the old person, the old man, who was alienated from God, and put on the new man or the new person who is indeed a child of God in order to experience the love of God in our hearts. In the same way, adoptive children need to learn to put off the old person who suffered trauma and come into the new family where they will not suffer trauma but be embraced by love. And so one of the things that adoptive parents need to do is continually express love and care for adoptive children. Does this mean that there's no correction? No. At times, very strong correction is needed. When sins are committed against parents, children need to be shown their sins. They cannot be told, oh, it's all right, as though those sins are just washed away by the words, it's all right. No, those sins are not washed away by the words, it's all right. In the same way, God does not say to us when we sin, oh, it's all right. No, He wants us to confess our sins, to realize our sins, and then He cleanses us from the guilt of those sins and brings us closer to himself. So the corrective process, when properly implemented, brings the child of God closer to his or her heavenly Father. And the corrective process, when properly implemented, brings the adoptive child closer to the adoptive parents, so that they experience in their hearts the love that the adoptive parents have for the adoptive child. You see, there's a connection between being a child of God and being an adoptive child in a family in this world. There's a connection between the idea of spiritual adoption and the idea of physical adoption. We're going to explore this more as we look at some other texts in Scripture and look at some stories that talk about the children of God and the trauma that arises in families where they confess faith in the Savior and yet great trauma erupts. Thanks for listening.